The Michigan Republican Party meets this weekend to decide on new leadership. Typically, when a presidential nominee loses, the chair of that party moves on, and a new leader brings in new vision to reinvigorate. Such was the case when party chair Laura Cox prepared to step down after the defeat of President Donald Trump last November in Michigan. The only leadership team on the ballot early this year was a former party chair and major donor, Ron Weiser, with co-chair Michonne Maddock, a Trumpian Republican who was at the so-called Stop the Steal rally in Washington, D.C. that led to a riot at the Capitol. Weiser initially told a reporter he hadn't been watching the news that day and maintained his support for Maddock. Maybe now's a good time to remind you, Ron Weiser is a successful business owner and also on the board regents at the University of Michigan. That brings us to stories uncovered by WDET's Russ McNamara, detailing unusual emails from Weiser to the U of M regents. And now, just to add a wrinkle in the 11th hour, Laura Cox has declared today Weiser is unfit to lead the party, and she's back on the ballot for party chair. So says Craig Mauger of the Detroit News. With us today, Craig and Russ, strap yourselves in, folks. We're going to try to sort this out. Gentlemen, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, how you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Craig, let's start out with today's news. Laura Cox had not intended on trying to keep her seat as Michigan Republican Party chair. Now she's back in, contesting Ron Weiser. Why?
She says that when she was chair, she uncovered $200,000 in payments to an individual named Stanley Grote, who in 2018 was running for Michigan Secretary of State. In 2018, Ron Weiser was the party chair at that time. And Laura Cox says that Mr. Weiser paid Stan Grote $200,000 through the party's administrative account to essentially exit the Secretary of State race and pave the way for another Republican to be the party's nominee.
So that brings us to another bit of scandal tied to Ron Weiser. Russ McNamara, can you tell us about the emails you uncovered that he wrote to his fellow University of Michigan regents over the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, they're kind of ranging in quality and all are a bit strange. Maybe the more recent things at issue are after the Capitol riot. He sent a letter to his fellow regents, as well as President Mark Schlissel, saying, essentially, it might be nice if they spoke up on his behalf, because Weiser was taking some heat for having helped out in sending people to Washington, D.C. in the days ahead of the Capitol riot. So he said, quote, "It might be nice if part or all of my fellow board members say something about my service or largesse to the university. Silence has historical consequences. Remember Germany in the 1930s.
Wow.
Yeah, that kind of surprised a lot of people. And I'm guessing this was maybe the reason why that email dropped in my inbox not too long ago. But there have been other instances where he sent strange emails. He sent a picture of a woman in a bikini last May to all of the regents, seemingly on accident. There was no other message attached other than that picture. And I talked to the woman in the picture, who I'm not going to name for obvious reasons, because it's not her fault. But she said she was surprised by all this and was unsure why Ron Weiser had a picture of her in a bikini and was sharing it with other people.
So how did the regents react to this?
They didn't. I tried multiple times to get them to talk on the record. Nobody would go on the record. The most I got was a firm no comment from Regent Jordan Acker. That was about it. And everybody kind of wanted to ignore this, essentially.
Craig Mauger, I want to bring us back around to the most recent developments with Laura Cox declaring that she's back in the race for party chair. Do you have any indication that the emails to the regents or the noise surrounding Michonne Maddock contributed to Laura Cox's decision?
I am not 100% certain that they contributed to her decision, but I think they could have influenced it. I mean, I think people who support Laura Cox are feeling a bit of weakness on Ron Weiser's part right now from the conversations I've had. So feeling that weakness and having the information that they have, and I should say that Ron denies these allegations that Laura Cox is making, having that information, sensing a moment of weakness, maybe they felt let's give it a go and try to challenge him here. Laura does not want to become the party chair for the next 2 years. She wants to serve until April and then have the party state committee pick a more permanent chair. I don't know what all played into her decision, but I'm guessing that sense of weakness around Ron, there's a lot of allegations floating around right now, could have spurred some of this.
So was Ron Weiser willing to say anything to you about any of this news regarding the party elections?
Okay, so I called Ron this morning. He didn't pick up. I sent him a text message and said, hey, these allegations are coming out. What is your response to them? And he said that he wanted to see more specific information about the allegations. After our story published, we talked to Stan Grote, who was involved, and he denied it. We published our story. Ron had been aware of these allegations previously. He posted a Facebook post after our story was up saying that these are baseless allegations and that they are not true. And he was simply paying Stan to do some party organizing. He also indicated that he had talked to multiple legal experts who said that there was no violation, pointing to the fact that he had known about these allegations previously.
Russ McNamara, we should note that there is already a petition on the U of M campus calling for Ron Weiser to resign from the Board of Regents. The Michigan Daily, the student newspaper, also picked up your story and did some more reporting on it. Have you had a sense of how the student body is responding to this news about Ron Weiser?
Not especially well. The initial email that I talked about earlier, where he likened his fellow regents to those in Germany in the 1930s, that was in response to the petition that had already been put forward. And so I'm guessing that sentiment hasn't exactly died on the University of Michigan campus. And the reporting that Calder Lewis, the Michigan Daily, you know, it kind of detailed him, you know, gleefully breaking the governor's stay-at-home order back last April and referring to union hacks that were hired in protesting. So it was all, again, very strange and apparently a pattern of things that we've seen Ron Weiser send out to his fellow regents over a period of time.
We should acknowledge that Weiser may be known to some of the students as a landlord. I mean, he's made his fortune in real estate, and is not some of that in and around the campus area?
Yeah, and anyone being a landlord on a college campus is not exactly going to build goodwill anyway. So Ron Weiser already may be behind the eight ball in that regard, as far as sentiment on Michigan's campus anyway.
Right. Craig Mauger, Ron Weiser is a prodigious fundraiser. Is it fair to assume that Laura Cox has some pretty strong backing if she's willing to go up against him this weekend?
I would think so. She must feel that there is some type of opportunity and that she's got some support to bring these claims. I was able to talk to an alternate delegate who will likely or could be able to cast a vote. I asked him, how do you feel about this right now? And he said he's sympathetic to Laura, but he said, you know, it might be too late in this process to be able to get the kind of support that it takes to win a convention race. A convention race is a very person to person, in normal times, not during COVID. It's a home meeting to home meeting kind of race that you run over a period of weeks to build relationships with these people. So to get back in at this late date, that will be a steep hill to climb.
Yeah, I guess all the schmoozing you might normally associate with political party elections has just gone completely out the window. So hard to read the tea leaves about how this weekend will go. But Craig, do you have a sense of how the party faithful are feeling about the leadership of any of these folks? Over the past couple months, we've heard so many different perspectives from Michigan Republicans who've been on the show talking about where the future lies. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the important detail to keep in mind that the people who will vote on Saturday, I've covered a lot of these state convention meetings. These are the most ardent supporters of the Republican Party that you will find in the state of Michigan. These individuals are probably some of the biggest supporters of former President Trump that you will find in the state of Michigan. They are not, they do not reflect the Republican electorate who will vote in a normal election day. So, you know, there might be some Republicans that are frustrated with what has occurred in the last few weeks in our country, including the insurrection on January 6th. But these individuals will probably not include many of those people, because these people will tend to be the biggest supporters of the president. They, from my communications with them, many of them have wanted to see a change from the current leadership. the complicating factor is that Mr. Weiser was the party leader in 2018 when the Republicans lost every major race at the top of the ticket. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
Wow. I think that pretty much says it all. Russ, do you have any predictions about how the vote might go this weekend?
All I know is that basically nobody really wants to talk badly against Ron Weiser, and Laura Cox, you know, making these allegations today to Craig, that is a shot across the bow. So I think basically anything is on the table when it comes to the elections coming up.
Russ McNamara of WDET in Detroit. We've also been talking with Craig Mauger, reporter for the Detroit News. You can read their recent coverage online. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One final note, we reached out to the University of Michigan for comment regarding Regent Ron Weiser's emails and statements. Their response was, quoting here, "We have nothing to share with you." We also reached out to Ron Weiser and have yet to receive a response. We'll be glad to have him on the show in the future if he'd like to join us.